Hi, I'm Pastor Mark Minturn from Coastside Church, Port Macquarie. This message was recorded live here at the church. I hope you enjoy it and it blesses your life. For more information, you can head to www.coastsidechurch.com.au.
I would love for you to stand to your feet. Not yet, but in a minute. I'd love for you to stand to your feet and give Pete Woods a fantastic welcome. But I want to say this. Pete is the leader of all of the life groups within Coastside Church. He works here. He does a lot of work here. He organises all of the cells. He looks after all the pastoral teams. He does a stack of stuff at the church. And he's a great blessing to Coastside. And I would love for you, without any further ado, to stand to your feet and give Pete Woods a great big Coastside welcome as he comes and shares with us. Yes.
Well, g'day. How are we all? I think it's nice I brought my fans tonight. I mean, anyone that knows anything about me, I love construction. I love to see new buildings go up and things like that. I love the smell of the timber, and I know that probably some ladies in the room probably don't get that. But for a bloke to get down and see something and get dirty and get their hands dirty and see something come out of the ground, it's an incredible thing. And I know at Coastside, we're about building stuff. You know, it started with a vision. It started with a vision to come into to Port Macquarie region and to see something grow from nothing. And God placed that vision in a man's heart, and they brought them here. And from there, it's evolved and been built on time and time and time again. And God has done great things in the life of Coastside. And here we sit today in this magnificent structure with plans for the future. You know, we always plan for the future. It's always good to learn from the past, but at the end of the day, we're all about moving forward and moving to the future. This morning, I shared something about a movie I saw once, and it's a movie called Meet the Robinsons. Has anyone seen that movie? It's a great movie, but its motto that it has, and I love this motto, it says, keep moving forward. No matter what goes on in life, keep moving forward. And that's what I want to talk to you about tonight, because what I want you to know is that we're all under construction. I'm under construction. You know, that'll never stop until the day I cease to exist. You know, because I want myself to be open enough to hear God and to hear where He wants me to go and what He wants me to do. And I hope that that's your heart tonight too, is that you're open enough to hear what God wants to do in your life and where He wants to take you tonight. Can we throw up that first slide, please, Lockie? I want to show you this. Now, earlier on this year, I touched on this building, and it is a magnificent building from my perspective. This is Taipei 101. Is one of the most incredible buildings that I have ever come across and that I've ever studied and really had a deep down look at. One thing I find in life is that there's you could find a lot of analogies in the building industry and relate them to our lives. And then this is one of them. This is an incredible thing that everything, when you find out a bit more about this building, is impossible. Everything that surrounds this whole structure, it shouldn't even exist. But this building, Taipei 101, in 2004 it was completed, was the world's tallest building at 508 meters high, the equivalent of 5 football fields in length. And you're looking up like this, and I'm, you know, you get a sore neck. Now, it's not the tallest building in the world currently. Currently, the tallest building in the world is 320 metres taller than that, which is you'll find in Dubai, which is, if you go to the next slide, Lockie, that is 828 metres high, and that's the Burj in Dubai. Now, there's currently plans underway to build a building that is taller than that, and it is looking to be in excess of 1,000 metres. Now, there was one that had been previously canned not long ago in Dubai due to financial reasons, that didn't get out of the ground, didn't get out of the planning stages. It was all set to go. They had a big hurrah for it, but it was looking to be around about 1,600 metres. But for financial reasons, it didn't even make it out of the ground. Incredible structures. But the one I like most of all is Taipei. Now, you look at that and say, oh, look, it's 300 metres shy of the tallest. But the thing I like about this is everything around it, this building should not exist. In man's eyes, certain things shouldn't happen. But when you're in God, anything is possible. And that's what I want to remind you of tonight, is that when you're in God, anything is possible. What is going on in your life is sometimes you think, man, what's going on? I don't understand it. But I want you to know that when you stay in God, anything is possible. When you build on the right foundations, anything is possible. Those gentlemen you saw earlier in that video footage, they weren't building on very good foundations. That guy obviously didn't know what he was talking about. You know, he said he was just Handy Dan. Handy Dan. There's plenty of Handy Dans in the world, you know, well-meaning people in the world that would like to steer you in the right direction. But what I want to talk to you about tonight is making sure that the support you have around your life are the right supports to be able to grow you where you want to go. Let's go to the next slide, Lockie. And this is I couldn't get this morning, but my good mate Adam up there, he was the man that actually found this for me and was able to get it off. This is the basic structure of this facility. And it's incredible. Incredible, because what it does, it shows the internals from under the ground all the way through and the structure that actually got this thing to stand in a miraculous way. Now, one thing I neglected to tell you straight up was this building is built in an earthquake zone and is prone to typhoons. All right? Now, within 200 meters of this particular building is a major fault. And anyone that knows anything about earthquakes, like, and if you're that close to a fault and you're 508 meters tall, you're going to move a little bit. You're going to get a little bit jiggy, you know. But it's going to happen. And then not only that, you've got the wind. When you get to that height, you know, we can't see it from the ground, but when you get that height, even a few kilometres an hour, a wind at that height hitting up that upper section, that building is moving and swaying quite a bit. Now, you might notice it in some of the high rises you may have been in over your life, but sometimes you'll wonder, you think, why do I feel a little bit queasy when you get to that height? Well, what you don't realise and what you probably don't feel is the movement that is going on in that building, because there is movement even in concrete. Even though we think concrete's quite solid, there is actually quite a bit of movement going on there in those buildings. And this particular one being 508 metres tall, is moving quite a bit and moving quite regularly due to earthquakes and typhoons. Now, the other thing about it that makes this also quite incredible is it's built on clay. Now, one thing we know about clay is it's quite pliable. You know, the Bible talks a lot about clay and how it can move around and how we can mold it and how we can make it. And if you know anything about clay, when you wet it, it swells up. Now, they're also in a water table where the water basin fills up with water quite regularly. And so, obviously, it's expanding. But as it dries out, it contracts and goes the other way. So what they had to do was to counteract that is they had to drop these piles down below there, which looks like that little comb thing down the bottom, 82 of those went down into the ground, some of them up to 60 metres deep, to try and attach itself to something solid. And they had to get down through the clay into a rock solid surface. Now, as we know, like these guys here, that as they showed in that video earlier, you gotta build on a solid foundation. You must find a solid foundation. You must have the right support around you to build something. You gotta have something good, whether it be good mates, whether it be a life group, whether it be a connect, whether it be a church, whether it be whatever. You gotta have all that around you, that solid support network to be able to build something great. You know, Kathy's already shared that when she met Karen, she found her support network. She had great support before, but as she found Karen, she brought her into a greater support network, and now she hosts a wonderful life group. And without a doubt, it is my largest life group that I have to oversee. And they are doing a fantastic job. Incredible. I can't stop that one growing. You know, I mean, I wanted to cap it, but I can't stop it. And in reality, I don't want to stop it. So what I'm going to do is help equip them. I am going to give them the resources to be able to help that grow and to manage that and to see God do great things in those ladies' lives. I'm tripping over the chair here. The other thing I want to look at when I'm talking about support and things like that is most buildings and high-rises that we use when we build here in Australia, because we don't don't require the extra support that this particular building requires. Most of ours are just built out of straight concrete and reinforced concrete, where you'll lay a foundation and you'll put the concrete down with all the reinforcing in, and then you'll go up, you'll build up, you'll put your concrete columns in with reinforcing, and all that'll be tied into one another, build another slab, put some more columns, build another slab, and you'll go up. You'll keep building up. This particular one was done a little bit differently. This one here, right through the center there, is held up by 8 columns. And everything else is built out from these 8 columns. Everything. It all comes out from these 8 columns, 8 supporting columns. And they're made out of steel, steel outside, not inside, steel on the outside with concrete on the inside, which makes them stronger. This building is designed to be flexible during an earthquake, so it allows it to move and jiggy about. But then at the same time, it's made to be stiff enough not to be pushed around too much by the wind. And that's what makes this particular building strong. And all that is tied down through to the foundation, through to the support network, because that's where it starts. That's where our lives start. That's where things go for our life too, in that we need that solid support there to be able to grow. Now, we're all at different stages of our journey in life. Some of us are still just starting out at the foundation stage, and we're still excavating. Then there's others who have come out of the ground and are just looking over the horizon and just starting to discover life. And then you get to the teenage stage where a whole world opens up. I know, I was there. I've been it. Man, the choices we get to make when we're teenagers, we're like, woohoo, I'm going to do it now. And all these things that mum and dad wouldn't let me do, and now, man, I'm going nuts. But you know what? When we start to make those choices, that's when things can go wrong. And that's when you need your support network. Lockie, can you just throw that video footage up, please, mate? All right. Now, the unfortunate thing about that is when we make choices in life, things can happen. Things can go horribly wrong. About 59 floors in 2002, that earthquake hit. That unfortunately, 5 people lost their lives. But when we make decisions in our lives, when we choose the path and we start making those decisions, and we're functioning outside of the support network that surrounds us, and we make those decisions on our own without wise counsel, things happen. Things can go horribly wrong. Now, some of those things may not necessarily be within your control, and I'm fully aware of that. Motorbike accident wasn't within Kathy's control. I guarantee if she knew that was going to happen, she wouldn't have gone out that day. The day I had my motorbike accident, if I knew that was going to happen, I wouldn't have gone out that day. The day I had a car accident, the day if I knew that was going to happen that day, I wouldn't have gone out. I wouldn't have made the choice to go. But one thing we've got to understand is sometimes the choices in life, we make them ourselves. Our choices are our own, but sometimes there are some things that happen to us that we don't understand why. But what we do after that fact is entirely up to us. where we move forward from there. We can allow it to dictate where we go. We can stop. Now, in that particular case, that stopped construction for 3 months. 3 months. And as Mark shared earlier, he's talking about a real enemy that he's trying to rob, to kill, and destroy. He wants to take your life. But you know what? When the foundation is right and when the building is built correctly, that all stays firm and true. Now, God did that. In this particular case, that building stood the test of time. It was able to stand in amongst all that whilst the cranes and that fell off and people lost their lives. That building stood firm. They went back to the foundation and checked everything on every level up. And sometimes the choices we need to make, we need to go back to the foundation, back to the beginning and check what happened and why it happened. And that's what happens in life groups. When you hold yourself accountable to someone in a life group, a good mate, a friend, pastor, leader, whomever, when we hold ourselves accountable and keep ourselves open to hear what they have to say and listen to godly counsel, then you'll always stay on a good path. And God will honor that. God will take you forward into great places, you know. But sometimes also, things need to fall off our lives. Pastor Mark shared last week about a rich young ruler that came to Jesus. And he said, God, what must I do to get into heaven? And Jesus goes on with a whole lot of stuff and says, look, you need to do this, need to do that, rah, 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 rah. And he goes, man, I've done that all my life since I was a boy. And God loved that. God loved that about him, that he was obedient and that he did it. He followed him every step of the way and he just was so in love with God. But then God asked him to do one thing. He said, sell everything you have and give it to the poor. And he, as Mark shared, he said he walked away a bit distressed. He wasn't happy about it. He was like, oh, man. Because he'd made a life for himself. He was well known in the community. He was rich. He had the latest Lamborghini and all that sort of stuff. You know, he had it there. In Mark's case, you know, it was probably an Audi. But, you know, sorry?
With a Lamborghini.
But, you know, he was a person of renown and people looked up to him. And everything that he thought he had done, was he did it on his own. But what he didn't realize that God was doing it for him because he was obedient. Because he followed godly counsel. Because he followed what God wanted him to do. God blessed him. He didn't realize that all those blessings were from God. And that's what he didn't understand. And he had a great opportunity to drop some stuff off his life and move on to see what God could really do in his life. Sometimes we need to drop things off our life to go forward. Next picture, Lockie. This here, often before we know God, now a lot of us have probably come to church and we've come through hard times and tough times and things like that. And often, majority of people that come to church have found God during a tough time and through a stage in their life for whatever reason. They may have come to church and then gone away from church, come back to church, or they may for the first time have come to church. And this thing, it looks a bit odd, but what it is it's a damper, and it acts like a pendulum and it swings backwards and forwards. So when that building swings this way, it actually swings the other way to keep it upright. So when you're getting to that high and you've got winds blowing against you at incredible speeds, this actually goes the other way. Now to me, this is a lot like God and the Holy Spirit in their lives. Or a good person, a good friend, a life group. This is what God can do in our lives. Next picture, Lockie. Here's just a better picture of it. A bit over 700 tons. And sometimes when we're making choices and making decisions for our life and we're leaning the wrong way and we're going a little too far, a good friend or the Holy Spirit can pull you back. a good life group or a good support network can get you back on track. And that's what I love. Like I said, everything in even my own eyes coming from a construction background, this building shouldn't exist. In the natural, when I think about it, it's not possible for them to build something so incredible on such a volatile air or in such a volatile area and for it to stand there as like a symbol of hope for that particular community and for that area. Next slide, Lockie. But you know what? It stands there. And this is what God wants to see for your life. This is how God wants you to stand. God wants you to stand to be seen. God wants you to stand to be a beacon of hope and of prosperity and to see God moving in your life in amongst a world where everything is going wrong, where earthquakes are tearing things down, where winds are blowing people this way and that. God wants you to be seen to stand like this. God wants you to be out there as a beacon of hope, as a support to someone. God has you here for a reason. God is building in your life. In 1 Philippians, let me just get that right verse. Don't you hate it when iPads just keep flicking the wrong way? 1 Philippians, where are we? 6. One thing I know for sure is this. You got that lock? 1 Philippians 6. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God wants to finish what he started in you. God wants to take you to the next level. God wants to see where you can go today, tomorrow, the next day. The past, don't let the past dictate your future. Don't let the past hold you back, but press on to that which God has for your life. It starts with a plan. Don't let the plans get dusty on the shelf. Allow them to be dusted off and allow the people to get around you to be able to build something great in your life and to see where God would have you go. If I can get the band, that'd be great. God wants to build something great in you. And sometimes you don't realize the value that is in your own life. But God has something for you. I sat in those seats once upon a time and I thought the same thing. I didn't think God could do anything with me or in my life at all. Yet here I stand today, standing before you, telling you that God can do something in your life because he's done something in mine. And I love that. I love the fact that God will complete it. Stay true. Stay the course. Get around good friends. Get around and get yourself locked into a life group. If you're not in a life group, come and see me. I would love to point you in the right direction or see your leaders. And they will point you in the right direction. We are in a great church and God is doing great things. We're going forward. We're building. We're building. We're going forward. And the next level needs you. Awesome. Bless you guys.